OK，我 get going again. We just got another half hour.
好，我们现在要继续我们的课程，还有大概30分钟的课程。
And just now we were talking about again the promises that God has given, and we looked specifically at how Adam and Eve received the promise, and this was represented by being clothed with the animal skins.
好，我们刚才呢在讲的就是说，神提供了亚当夏娃一个救赎，那同时呢还提供了一个遮盖，就是以动物的皮作为衣服遮盖在他们身上，这都是神对未来耶稣基督的一个预表。
And this is a representation of God's righteousness and God's eternal life, like his protection and also identification that we have become sons of God.
所以呢，这里面呢，这个3章21节，它其实完整的提供了神对我们的一个应许，对我们人类将有永生的应许，同时给我们一个遮盖，还甚至给我们一个地位，一个角色地位的一个成为神孩子、神的孩子的一个地位的完全的一个表示。
And this was because they were confident. They believed that God would provide a savior, and that savior would actually come from their offspring. So they would have to have children, and then from that child or somewhere down that line, the savior would come out of that line.
同时呢，神也很清楚地告诉亚当夏娃，他们将会得到的这个救赎者是来自于他们的后裔后嗣，也就是说，他们必须要有他们的孩子、孙子，一直延绵下去。
Now, so from this concept, we're going to have a look at something else which is very important, and this is a concept about the Son of Man.
那同时呢，还有一个非常非常重要的一个概念呢，我们也可以从诗篇80章17节里面看到，就是人子的这个定位。
Now, you should be familiar with this phrase or this term. It's actually a title. The Son of Man, because you see it many times come up in the Gospels, whether it's Matthew, Mark, or Luke, or John. You see this word referring, people calling out Jesus Christ, or even Jesus calling himself the Son of Man.
我们应该要对这个人子这个说法非常的熟悉，因为自福音书里面呢，神常常称呼耶稣为人子，而耶稣自己也常常自称为人子。
And we actually see the term Son of Man, it comes up in the New Testament almost 100 times.
其实，在这个新约里，人子这个词啊，几乎出现了100次。
From what I had a look at just before, you have it, there's 2 times in the book of Revelation, 1 time in the book of Hebrews, where it actually refers to the Old Testament again, and all of the other times are in the 4 Gospels.
而这么将近100次的人子的说法呢，大概有4次是在启示录里面出现的，然后在希伯来书里面有1次，其他的90几次都是在四福音书里面用到。
Okay, and the term that they use in the Greek is heiweos anthropou, and it literally that means son of man. So heiweos means the son, and anthropou is of man. So heiweos anthropou, the son of man.
You want me to repeat Greek?
Can you try? Heiweos. Oh, I can say it, and then you can explain. So heiweos, which means the son, and then
那在希腊文里面呢，人子的说法哈，就是听现在要念的方法，它可以分成几个音节。第一个音节是指的是儿子
And then of man, anthropou, which is of man.
，anthropou 是人的。
Yeah, okay, because anthropos by itself just means man. And then if you change the end of the word, anthropou, then it becomes of man. So we have the term son of man.
所以这个在希腊文里面的也是完全就是等于我们在讲的 "son of man" 一样，就是人子的意思。
And this is how they translate it from the Old Testament. See, we have the term in the Old Testament quite a few times, actually. And in the Old Testament, the word is Ben Adam. Adam, right? You should be familiar with Adam means from Adam, but Adam is man. The word Adam means man. So literally, it's like the son of man, the son of Adam.
而在旧约里呢，这个人子这个词也一样出现过几次。好，那他其实当时我们都就是从这个旧约来看，就是亚当的，所以这个因为亚当其实就是人的意思，那
Okay, and
亚当的就是人子。
Yeah, you should remember that we've studied about that concept before, that Adam really just means man. They have other words, but usually if you hear the word Adam, even today in Hebrew, you know, it's the common word for man is Adam. Huh? Adam means the man.
所以我们要知道亚当这个词呢，即使是在希伯来文，啊，都是人的意思。
Okay, because Jesus Christ is the son of Adam. So it refers back to Adam, the original man, and then down through the line. He is the one in the line of Adam who is like, he's, we're all sons of Adam, I guess, but he is the son.
而我们呢，所有的人类都是亚当的后嗣，所以我们都是亚当的。啊，那当然，当我们讲到耶稣的时候，他是亚当之子，人子。就是非常非常清楚的那个人子。
Now, it's interesting in the Old Testament, you see the words son of man actually used not just for Jesus Christ, though. See, in the book of Ezekiel, for example, the Lord comes down, and the Lord, that's Jesus Christ speaking to Ezekiel, and he says to Ezekiel, you know, son of man, and he calls him the son of man many, many times in the book of Ezekiel. And the book of Daniel is the same. In Daniel, it's actually written a lot in a slightly different language. It's actually Aramaic, not Hebrew. But you have the same term where the Lord is calling Daniel a son of man.
其实在这个旧约里面，以西结书常常神也是喊以西结为人子。那在但以理书里面，神也常常称呼但以理为人子。
Okay, and then here we see the Lord is saying to Ezekiel, he calls him son of man.
我们现在看一下以西结书二章一节。
Okay, and it says, he said to me, son of man, stand on your feet and I will speak to you.
他在这边讲说，二章一节说，他对我说，人子啊，你站起来，我要和你说话。
Okay, now you have to look at the context. Obviously, he's not talking about Jesus Christ as the Son of Man in this case, because he's talking directly to Ezekiel. Well, you know, usually in the New Testament, every reference is to Jesus Christ as the Son of Man, but in the Old Testament, it's not the same. So sometimes we see the word Son of Man, but it's not referring to Jesus Christ.
所以在这边我们可以看到，就是说在新约里面谈到人子的时候呢，基本上都是在谈的是耶稣基督。但是在旧约就不一样了，在旧约里面我们看到很多次神他在呼喊一个先知的时候也都称他为人子。
Okay, but always if you do see it in the Old Testament and like the Lord talking to Ezekiel or talking to Daniel, he's talking to his prophets, and so it's showing that they have an important role to play teaching about the coming prophecy and about the future of the Savior and the Messiah。
所以在旧约里面呢，当神在跟他的这些先知们讲话的时候啊，要让这些先知们可以对未来有所预言的这些话语的时候呢，神是会喊这些先知们人为人子。
Okay, so again, you have to look at the context, but the Son of Man does appear a few times in the Old Testament and specifically referring to Jesus Christ.
但是呢，我们在旧约里呢，也是可以看到一些地方啊，神会谈到人子的时候，他所说的意思是代表的耶稣基督。
For example, Psalms 80:17.
比如说诗篇八十篇的十七节。
It says, "Let your hand be on the man of your right hand." This is a title for Jesus Christ, that the man of God's right hand, on the Son of Man.
愿你的手扶持你右边的人，就是你为自己所坚固的人。那这个右边的人当然指的是耶稣基督。
Okay, so I'll just read the verse again. It says, "Let your hand be on the man of your right hand, on the Son of Man, whom you have made strong for yourself." So that's a very clear reference to say Jesus is the Son of Man.
好，所以在这边诗篇八十章十七节，他很清楚的在讲的是在神右边的这一位的是耶稣基督。
And if you see in the King James here, the translators, they recognize that and they capitalize the S. See, they put the big S to say Son of Man, because they know that in this context, we're talking about Jesus Christ.
那如果我们来看这个詹姆士国王新译本，在我们如果从詹姆士国王的这个版本的圣经里面，你更会看到啊，他们这边说这个人呢，人子，他很清楚的讲人子，但是这个人子的这个子啊 ，son of man， SOS 是大写的，所以凡是有大写的我们都知道是指跟神有关的，所以是讲的是耶稣基督。
And again, remember in the Hebrew, it's, literally it says like son of Adam. So this is a humanity, referring to the humanity of Jesus Christ, coming down from the line of Adam and Eve.
You mean the Hebrew, the Old Testament?
Yeah, in the Hebrew and the Old Testament, when we see the word son of man here, the Hebrew is Ben Adam, literally, so the son of Adam.
那我们如果是回头看这个希伯来文所写的旧约的话，它更清楚的会写的是 Son of Adam， 那个因为 Adam 就是人的意思，就是亚当，就是亚当之子，就是人子一样的意思。
And this is God confirming His promise, like He made to Adam and Eve in the garden. You will have a son, and that son will be your savior.
这也就是人子会成为我们的救赎者，这是神给亚当夏娃，也是给我们人类的一个应许。
Okay, I'll just give you another passage that we can look at, and that is in Psalms 8, 4, 5, and 6. So the numbers change for the Hebrew and then for the English, I think. If we'll go to Psalms here.
我们再来看一下诗篇第八篇。
Let me see, Psalms 8, 4.
我们看八篇的第四节。
Now this is going to be repeated again in the book of Hebrews as well. So the writer of Hebrews is going to use this passage.
这一段呢，八章四节的诗篇呢，在希伯来书里面也会同样的去重复它。
Yeah, I didn't say exactly where, but you can, I can give you the numbers later. But in the passage of Hebrews, he quotes from Psalms 8, starting at verses 4 and down to 6.
我们应该要读的完整一点，就是诗篇的八篇的四五六三节。
Okay, so we'll just read through verse by verse. Verse 4 says, What is man that you, and it's you God, that you God are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him?
这边说人算什么呢？你竟顾念他。世人算什么呢？你竟眷顾他。这边世人其实在原始的英文版本或者是希伯来文就是人子一样的意思，但是这个人子的这个子就没有大写了，就是指我们所有的人。
Okay, and then you go on to verse 5, and it says, For you have made him, now talking about the Son of Man and Jesus Christ, you have made him a little, lack a little from God, and have crowned him with glory and honor.
So this him is Jesus Christ.
That's right. This is Jesus Christ in hypostatic union. Remember, so that's when he's come down from heaven and taken on the form of a man. So we'll read through this and then we'll go to Hebrews and we'll see what the writer says. And that makes it clear for us that he's talking about Jesus Christ.
在这个八章五节他说你叫他比天使微小一点并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
Okay, and then Psalms 8:6, you made him rule. Now this is a reference to Jesus, but we're going to have to go to Hebrews to make this clear. You made him rule over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet.
就诗篇八章六节，你派他管理你手所造的是万物，就是一切的牛羊、田野的兽、空中的鸟、海里的鱼，凡经行海道的都伏在他的脚下。
Yeah, because the verses in the English and the Chinese, and actually they don't even match the Hebrew, so the numbers change. So I'm reading from 8:7. So it's talking about all sheep and oxen, yes, and the beasts of the field. Okay, so when you're reading it just through verse by verse, it could refer to normal men, because God has made us to rule over the animals. So you can translate that into Chinese too, please.
所以从这个八章的六七节里面可以代表的是说这边讲他的这个他指的是我们的人类就是世人。
But that's why we need to compare the scriptures with scripture. You know, we can't get the full picture just from this one passage in this case.
我们不能够只从一段经节里面就完全定义完毕所有的事情，所以我们说是需要做一些经句之间的一个对照比较。
Yeah, and the writer of Hebrews is going to use this passage and tell us specifically that we're referring to Jesus Christ as the Son of Man.
Okay,
because if you look at Hebrews chapter 2, And it starts off from the beginning of the chapter, and we're talking about the coming of Jesus Christ.
在希伯来书的二章里面说，一开始就在谈的是那个即将到来的耶稣基督。
Okay, we can go from verse 4, I guess. So we'll go from here. Okay, it says, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with different kinds of miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will.
神又用神迹奇事和百般的异能，并圣灵随己意所分派的恩赐同作见证。
Okay, now I'm just starting from Hebrews 2:4, but actually, and that's just to help, I don't want to have to read back from the beginning. But you can read all the way back from Hebrews chapter 1. And of course, the writer is explaining to the Hebrew people, to the Jewish people, that Jesus Christ is the Savior and the Messiah.
在希伯来书二章开始到现在这第四节呢，他其实是在提到的，就是说耶稣基督呢，他是将会来，有如这个神所高抹的王，来带给人类所有的救赎。
Yeah, and he's also going to explain the concept that Jesus is the Son of Man that's been talked about in the Old Testament.
而且呢，这边所讲的是，这是人类之子，是人子的角色，这是耶稣基督是人子。
And as part of his argument, he's going to use Psalms 8, verses 4 to 6 that we were just talking about.
而他是用到我们刚才讲到的诗篇第八章的这个引用了这个词，引用了诗篇第八章里面的那几节经句。
Okay, and so to carry on, we'll go to Hebrews 2:5 now.
那我们再回到我来书二章五节。
For he has not put in subjection to angels the world to come of which we speak, referring to Jesus Christ.
而且呢，提到说我们所说将来的世界，神并没有交给天使管辖。
Okay, and the world to come of which we speak, that's going to be the millennial kingdom, and we're going to see that the angels themselves, you're going to have the elect angels and the fallen angels will be in the lake of fire.
而这边所讲到的世界的没有交给天使管辖，指的天使是那些在天上的好天使，不是指那些堕落天使。
Yeah, and actually, oh, for the millennium, remember when Jesus comes and the world to come, the millennium, we're going to see the angels are put with the unbelievers into Hades first. If you remember that, they go to the middle of the earth and then they're going to be thrown into the lake of fire afterwards.
那我们记得之前也讲过啊，就是到了这个双禧年，耶稣再来世界的时候呢，那些堕落天使是会被全部都丢下这个地牢里啊，在地狱里的，然后之后会被送到火湖烧死。
And then now in verse, this is Hebrews 2:6. Now he's going to quote from Psalms chapter 8. It's either verse 4 or 5, but it depends on what Bible you're using because the verse numbers change a bit.
Which number is that?
It's Psalms 8. And in the Hebrew Bible and the Chinese, I think it's verse 4. But in the English, I think it's verse 5 or vice versa.
好，我们再回到这个诗篇八章的四五节左右。
Okay, but this is what the writer of Hebrews is quoting in verse 6. So this is Hebrews chapter 2, verse 6.
它跟这个希伯来书的二章六节是互相有关联。
Okay, and he says here, but one testified in a certain place. And he's talking about the writer of the psalm. So probably David. You know, David is testifying in a certain place and in a certain time in the past. So he's referring to that verse in the book of Psalms, and he says, what is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you visit him?
这边所说的就是那一位做见证的，在某个地方为神做见证的，说到底谁，人是谁，为什么你要如此的这个眷顾他，人算什么你竟眷顾他。世人算什么？你竟眷顾他？这是希伯来书上再次的用诗篇的八章。
Yeah, so the writer of Hebrews, and actually it's interesting, we don't really know who the writer of Hebrews was, and he's quoting from the book of Psalms, and we think it might be David, but in some of the Psalms we don't really know who the writer was either. So
我们要先知道希伯来书的作者是谁，现在是还没有定义的，所以我们并不知道这个作者他所说的是谁。
Yeah, so he just says one testified. It means like, you know, a person has written before about this. It was a prophecy and now it's come true.
因为在诗篇里面所写的是一个先知性的预言，那但是到了希伯来书再去提这件事的时候，已经在提醒我们人类说，哎，这个事情就要成真了。
Okay, and then the writer of Hebrews continues in chapter 2, verse 7. He says, you have made him a little lower. Now, here we're talking about Jesus Christ, of course. You have made him a little lower than the angels, meaning he's taken on humanity. God became man. So now he's below the angels, even in hypostatic union. You crowned him with glory and honor and set him over the works of your hands.
But even now, we can say it's talking about the human beings.
Now, what you have to realize, when Jesus Christ took on the body of a human, Jesus Christ, he was actually in a position lower than the angels in his status.
But even we are lower than the angels. So even this him, you have made him, this him still can be human being.
Well, yeah, but we're talking about Jesus Christ. And the whole context here is talking about Jesus Christ in hypostatic union. But Jesus Christ, he came as in the body of a man. Now, when he ascended to heaven, he became higher than the angels. So once he'd done his work at the cross, and now he has the position, he's sitting at the right hand of God. But when he was on the earth, this is a reference, you know, when he was in his humanity, he was a little lower than the angels. But we're talking about Jesus Christ. This whole context is talking about Jesus Christ. It's not talking about people.
当希伯来书在提到的这一段呢，其实是在谈的是耶稣基督，因为他是以人的身份成为人子的身份成来到人间的，所以他呢当然就以跟我们人一样是比这些天使天上的天使要低一点的，但是神还是一样给我们这个给他这个荣光和他的位分。
Okay, so yeah, hopefully we can understand from all that that the writer of Hebrews is telling us Jesus Christ is the son of Adam, and it takes us back to the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve were promised the son, and this is the son of Adam.
所以这边呢，其实希伯来书还是在强调呢，耶稣基督也就是我们的救主呢，他其实是人子，是跟是亚当的孩子，亚当夏娃的后嗣，所以呢，整个万物都是伏在他的脚下。
And what I'll do, I'll just give you a couple more verses from the Gospels. And, you know, this will tell us about, there's another reference to the Son of Man, for example, in Matthew 8:20.
好，那现在呢 Tim 要再讲几个不同的经序跟人子不太有关的，但是在讲的是这个马太福音的八章二十节。
Okay, so Matthew 8:20 says, and Jesus said to him, see, one man said, I'll follow you everywhere, Jesus. And Jesus said, the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. He's talking about himself.
这边耶稣在讲的是说呢，他在回答他的学生说，狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，人子却没有枕头的地方。这个人子提到的其实就是他自己。
Okay, and then you have Matthew 9, verse 6.
那我们再看马太福音九章六节。
But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, then he said to the paralytic, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house.
他说，但要叫你们知道，人子在地上有赎罪的权柄。就对瘫子说，起来，拿你的褥子回家去吧。这边是马太福音九章六节所提到的人子，也是指他自己。
Okay, and then I'll just give you one more just to finish off. There's a lot of other verses as well, but you know, we only need a few, and then you can probably do a Bible search as well. Let's try 12:8. This is a clear reference to himself, and he says, the Son of Man is Lord, even of the... See, the Son of Man is Lord. Now, that's a clear statement, even of the Sabbath.
好，在这个马太福音十二章八节呢，这边提到的人子一样是说，因为人子是安息日的主，这边指的人子还是指的耶稣自己。
Actually, in the English, there's an emphatic statement there. You sort of need to look at it separate. For the Son of Man is Lord, and then even of the Sabbath. So, you know, they're saying Jesus is Lord, meaning he's the Jehovah, and then even of the Sabbath. So he's the God of the Sabbath day as well.
所以他这边讲到说人子是主，是安息日的主。 那这边这个主跟人子都是大写很清楚的看到，都是在讲的是耶稣基督自己。
And there's a lot of other verses where people are actually calling him out, and they're calling him and saying, Son of man, son of man. So the people are recognizing that he is the son of Adam.
在这个福音书里面会一直看到人子，人子，这大部分在谈的是指的是耶稣基督，那他也是亚当之子。
Okay, but this term, as I mentioned at the start of class, the word son of man in the Greek that was hei, weos, anthropou, that occurs maybe about 90 times, like we see here, about 90 times in the gospel messages.
所以我们就是我们刚才在整个谈人子这个词啊，在讲新约里面有九十几次，都是在这个四福音书里面。
Yeah, and every time it's talking about Jesus Christ.
而且这些每一次谈的都是耶稣基督。
Okay, anyway, I think that's enough for today. Do you have any questions? Okay, we'll just say a closing prayer then.
好，那我们就来一个结束祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the message that you've given to us.
感谢天父给我们所有的这些信息。
Thank you that you reveal your faithfulness through all your promises over thousands of years, how you still keep your promises to us.
也感谢天父呢，能够向我们先展现你对我们的应许，这些所有的约定。
And we know that there are promises you've made which have not yet come to pass, which have yet to happen, but we can be very confident that you will be faithful to your promises in the future too.
我们对神的信实非常的感谢，虽然某些应许现在我们还没有看到它成就，但我们有绝对的信心，神所有的应许都将会在未来成就。
And we pray that we can be strengthened by these promises and that we can have great confidence in your plan for our lives.
就我们相信我们会有十足的信心，因为神给我们的应许，我们将会有能力啊，能够坚守这些应许。
So give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
我们感谢神的主耶稣基督之圣名。
Amen.
Amen.